Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back here on a Friday night, October the 9th, 2020. Everybody out there listening, we thank you for listening to the program tonight. Scott Spears in tonight with Angie Evers. Week number three or four of this.
Oh, I don't know. We may be on number four?
Number four. Co-host of the Friday night show. Do want to mention a show earlier on that we left out was News Radio. I love News Radio with the late Phil Hartman. What a show that was.
I don't know if I remember that one.
You know, you had to get off 90210 to watch the really good stuff. You never saw Frasier?
Well, I mean, I saw Frasier every once in a while.
Seinfeld, which was the biggest show on television at the time?
I've seen it. Oh, you know, Friends was a big one.
I remember Friends, sure. Did you like that?
Yeah. I didn't watch it all the time. I probably watched more of it than any of the others. I mean, besides 90210.
Oh, I forgot about 90210. The holy grail of television shows, apparently.
Yes. Sure was.
What did they do? Well, how did the show end? They all got expelled from school and...
They graduated.
Became juvenile delinquents?
They graduated.
Well, how long were they in school, for goodness sakes?
Years.
Yeah, what is that?
Gosh, I don't even remember how it ended. It's been way too long ago.
Thank God it ended, though.
Not really. I'd watch them all again.
Well, weren't there some... there's apparently some videotapes.
Yeah, but who has a VHS? Oh, you probably do.
I do have a VHS.
I don't.
I could hook you up.
Okay. Well, I could just take them over to your house.
And oh, boy.
We could watch Beverly Hills 90210.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Never?
Never. Not even the reboot.
Hmm. Well, the reboot, you really didn't miss much, but...
I don't even know who they are. I don't know what it's about. I just know it's about high school... And juvenile delinquents, and something I really don't know. There were what were they? I mean, there were like good kids, and then there were bad kids, and then there were
They were all good.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Well, yeah.
Not on the show. Their characters were not good.
Oh yes, they were.
No,
they
think
were good. They made everyday life decisions like we make every day.
Well, all mine were perfect, so I wouldn't relate to that particular show. Wasn't there what was the other one that was like that? It was like 90210 that was also
Degrassi High.
What is that?
Oh.
It may have been that. No, what is that?
Oh, I used to watch that on like PBS.
Well, that was on PBS? That was an educational show?
Degrassi High.
Degrassi High. What is that?
My sister would know what that was.
Do you know what it was?
Yes.
Well, tell me what it was.
Well, I can't remember, but it was a show that we used to watch all the time.
Was it about juvenile delinquents, too?
No, it was about a group of kids in, like, high school.
Why was this interesting?
But it was on, like, PBS, because we were... Teenage girls.
Were these clean-cut boys and girls?
No.
No. And it was on PBS?
Yes.
What were they running over there at PBS? That's Big Bird Channel and Mr. Rogers. You can't be running whatever that show is.
I mean, you know, not having cable growing up, you know, shoot, I think I watched Thomas the Train Engine till I was probably...
20.
Yeah. in seventh grade.
No, there was another one. What was the other show? It may have been a spinoff of 90210. There was another popular one.
Hmm.
Oh, what was it called? It used to... It was on the tip of my tongue there. It was that same type of show. It had, I think it took place in California, too.
Like, I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't...
It was on for a long time. Just like... Melrose Place.
Yes.
That was it. What was that about?
I didn't really watch that one.
But wasn't that a spinoff from 90210?
Not really. I think it was its own show.
But we don't know what it was about.
I don't.
No, I never watched that. I was busy watching good sitcoms. I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, TGIF, there were some Friday night sitcoms.
Well, I used to watch, what do you call it?
2020. I remember watching 2020.
I did not watch 2020 when I was a kid.
Well, it came on after all the kids' shows, which was a weird, weird time for that to be on. All the kids' shows would end, and then you'd have 2020.
I got a score.
Oh, give me a score.
RV won.
They beat Mommy?
69-6.
Whoa, they blew Mommy out of the river.
Yeah.
River Valley over Mommy, 69-6.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, who sent you the score?
Mom.
Oh, nice.
Yep, and she, like, Dad was a big Pee Wee Herman fan.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
I like Pee Wee Herman.
We watch Pee Wee Herman all the time. We still have Pee Wee Herman stuff at the house. We had Pee Wee Herman giant underpants. And
Pee Wee Herman underpants?
You know his giant underpants? You know, did you ever watch the episode where he put him on his head and then he wrapped him around his butt and then he used it as like a swing?
I must have missed that. No, I don't remember that. But you have that.
Yes, I'm sure Mom has them somewhere still.
Now, didn't your dad have a Pee Wee Herman bike?
Yes, he did. I think he donated it to a museum.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like the Pee Wee Herman bike.
Yes.
From Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
That was a good movie. I like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, we watched that all the time. And Mom watched House.
House?
Yes.
The British Doctor?
Yes.
Yep.
And Alf.
Oh, Alf. I had an Alf doll.
Alf was one of my favorites.
Well, there we go. We finally came together on something.
All right, Alf.
Alf, sure.
All right.
Do you remember the name of the family he lived with?
Nope. I know he liked to eat cats, though.
He did like to eat cats. He lived with, I can't remember their last name. I remember the guy's name was Willie.
I don't even remember that.
It was a good show.
Alf was a good show.
I forget what Alf stood for. Alien something.
Alien life form. Alien.
Do you remember where Alf was from?
I can't remember.
Melmac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't remember all that stuff.
I remember Alf. Alf was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then there was a cartoon of Alf.
I don't remember
that. Remember when Saturday morning used to be cartoon morning?
Yes.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
They started putting all those like teenager shows on Saturday morning, like Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
And what were some of those other ones? Something at the Beach.
I don't know.
I couldn't stand those shows. You know,
I liked Saved by the Bell.
See, I didn't understand that. Here we are again, all these kids running around. I didn't understand it. I met Mr. Belding, though, at a Clippers game.
Oh, you did?
I did.
At a Clippers
game? He was the star pitcher something.
Did he throw out the first
I think he
pitch?
Threw it, yeah. Then he came, did an interview with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, highly exciting to meet Mr. Belding.
Did you tell him how much you loved the show?
Oh, I told him. I said, this was a great show. Hope they reboot that thing. I have a picture with Mr. Belding somewhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see it on your wall.
No, we didn't put that one on the wall.
Well, why?
Well, people wouldn't know who that is.
I'm sure some teenage girls that have grown up might.
They all like the Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
Who? I mean, what was that show about? If you had to describe it. Kids just up to no good.
You think all these kids are up to no good?
Well, that's what these shows were about.
Not really.
They weren't comedies.
Oh, there was a lot of comedy in them.
Really?
Well, Saved by the Bell.
Well, what's funny about that?
Screech.
He was funny.
Well, yeah, they set things up to make it funny. Oh, yeah.
Didn't he turn into a crazy lunatic
as an adult? I think he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there you go. Stay away. Mm-hmm. And didn't a couple... Oh, didn't the one girl end up in that awful movie? One of the girls from Saved by the Bell ended up in one of those provocative movies.
Oh.
Oh, yes. What was the name of that movie? It was like the first provocative movie. And here's the Saved by the Bell girl in there. You think, well, what is that?
There was a girl, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, gosh, you remember that name, but you can't remember Melmac?
Because she was in 90210.
Oh, boy, her career was big. She went from one juvenile delinquent show to another. I bet you couldn't contain your excitement as a kid when the Saved by the Bell girl came over to the 90210 show.
Yes, that was very exciting.
Did she play the same type of person?
Kind of.
So what was she on Saved by the Bell?
Gosh, you're asking me something that happened a long time ago. I don't know, but I know when she came over to 90210, she did play a pretty, like, provocative
character. She was a provocative person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that show was very provocative.
Well, certain parts were, maybe.
Wasn't that... people were, you know, on 90210. Hand gestures on radio. They were... Weren't they? Wasn't that what that show was about? I don't know. Coming of age, I think, is what they call those shows. Coming of age show. It was a coming of age show, was it not?
I mean, 90210, just they had every type of situation on there, like, possible that you would deal with in real life.
Like, so, for instance?
For instance, like, just anything. I mean, anything that you would deal with. They dealt with, you know, drugs. They dealt with anything. I mean, just...
Did they get into drugs on 90210?
Well, probably certain people did. I mean, just any life situation that you would get into or could get into, they got into.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that show.
Yes. They had a lot of teachable lessons in there.
I'll see if I can find it on Netflix.
You could probably buy the whole DVD set online on eBay or something.
Oh, boy. Hey, there's your Christmas gift.
Yeah. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What's that?
A stepladder.
Well, listen. There was a little accident last night that has led to a little bit of damage. But I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I left the room there during the break. Did you notice any problems?
No, I wasn't watching you walk.
Oh, good.
Because you didn't want me to watch you walk.
Well, because you were watching me walk earlier on, and that feels very strange. It feels like you're waiting for me to fall over.
I'm just watching to see if you're limping.
And if I am?
Well... I don't know. You should probably rest.
Oh, I'm fine. You gotta be on the go. That's how you treat illness.
On the go?
On the go. What is it? Feed a fever, starve a cold, starve a cold, feed a fever?
Feed a cold, starve a fever.
Is it? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Feed a cold, starve a fever. Now, why would you feed a cold?
I don't know. Why would you not?
Why would you starve a fever?
I don't know.
Is it like...
Well, you don't normally feel like eating when you have a fever, I guess.
I don't feel like eating when I have a cold. You're all stopped up and...
Yeah.
Who would like that?
You know what I eat? You know what my go-to thing is?
What's that?
If I'm sick, wonton soup.
You know, I was never much into Chinese food.
No.
No, not really. A lot of people like to go to the Chinese places. I go along because I want to be accommodating, but it's not my favorite food in the world.
Do you eat in any of the Chinese places here in town?
I think I've eaten at a mall.
Yeah, and you find stuff that you eat there?
I find something.
Like sweet and sour chicken?
Yeah. Lemon chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah. What happened to, is the Hong Kong buffet still open, or did they close all the buffets?
I believe they are open, but I heard somebody say that they just put this stuff on the plate for you.
Well, that's nice. I miss buffets.
See, I'm not a buffet person.
Really? I like to be able to pick my own food out.
I don't like touching all the handles after everybody else has touched them.
Now, I hate to say this, but you do know that when you go to a restaurant that the silverware has been touched by other people too.
Yeah, but maybe like one person, not like, you know, 50, 100 different people.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you like tongs? I just like having variety because I'll eat anything and I like to go up there and just pick and choose. Because you can create weird.
But do you like, would you go to like the Chinese buffet or like Golden Corral buffet?
Well, I like both of them. Golden Corral was very good. They had a chocolate fountain and ice cream and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I've only been to Golden Corral once and it was pretty pricey.
But you've got to eat a lot. See, that's why you go in there.
I don't think I eat enough to like.
Oh, you got to go in there. You got to go ready to eat. You starve yourself for 7 or 8 days, and then you go in there ready to go.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, my friend said they do serve you the food at the buffet.
I went there, I think the last time I was there was around Christmas time last year. That would have been pre-pandemic.
Right. Now, I know my son, he always liked to go to the Chinese buffet here. He may have managed to go when he was up, when Grandpa was, well, I guess he had already passed by the time he made it up, but I think he did go.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to House of Hunan. I've been to Hong Kong Buffet. I've been to that Lee Gardens. Oh, me and your dad had a big argument earlier on this year about Lee Gardens and did they have a drive-through window.
Oh.
Yeah, we went.
You must have not thought they had a drive-through.
No, I didn't think they had a drive-through window, and we went back and forth on this many, many, many weeks. Because I still contend that if it doesn't have a speaker, it's not a drive-through window.
Huh. Oh, well, it's definitely a drive-through window.
But you have to go up and, like, knock on the window or something. Don't you? I mean, what is that? Knock, knock, knock. I'm here for wonton soup.
Yeah. Well, you know how many times I went through there when he was sick and I would get him hot and sour soup? Like, that's because he could eat hot and sour soup. We would get him hot and sour soup all the time. And I'd call ahead and be like, I need a cup of hot and sour soup. So I'd go through the little drive-through window and get it.
See, I didn't even know that was there.
Huh.
But I don't know if I'd ever use that.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody earlier today when I was about my foot, and somebody said, well, just have your groceries delivered.
Yeah, you could do that.
Why? This is what you have friends for.
Oh, so you want somebody to pick your groceries up for you?
I would never ask. But if people should not say, oh, order your groceries. They should say, hey, you need anything?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But that's not what people do anymore.
No.
Order them.
So, my friend said that at, like, the Hong Kong buffet, they don't have as many options as, like, probably they did pre-pandemic.
I don't know that I would go back, because the last time I went, it was okay. But it wasn't spectacular.
What about, do you like the Iron Chef? Like the hibachi grill?
I went there right before, the weekend of the pandemic, before they decided they were going to shut down the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I did not like it.
What?
I didn't like it. I forget what I had, but I didn't like it.
Hmm.
It was a lot of rice.
You don't like rice?
Not really.
Hmm.
Put that on the list.
I think everything I like, you don't like.
Well, I mean, what don't I like at this point?
Mashed potatoes. Spaghetti.
Beef and noodles. Rice. And the big one.
Sausage gravy.
The big G.
Yeah.
Ugh. That stuff is terrible. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Well, good so far.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And been listening to you talking about food.
Yes. Did you have anything good to eat tonight?
Well, actually, we were very low-key tonight. We stayed home. We ate leftovers. And listening to you. And really quiet night.
Now, are you enjoying the program tonight? Kind of a look back through the years of television.
Yeah, that's right. But I had a thought, since you're talking about food.
Yes.
I think that especially the restaurants in Marion, if you go to them and put a item on their menu that you get dips, like three or four dips with horseradish sauce, ranch dressing, cheese, and serve up a plate of green beans. You shimmy them down so they're sharp on the ends, and you can dip them into these sauces, and call them green bean spears. And that would work in Marion. I think that would be a hot item for these restaurants.
Oh, I think it would put them in business. I think it would keep them there for years.
Green bean spears.
That would work here. Yeah, I'm going to see about that. I think that that should be copyrighted and taken care of.
Absolutely.
You know, earlier on this year, I invented the apple butter donut.
Oh, there you are. Is that on the menu at the Duncan's?
Well, it should be. I explained that to him when I was over there, but I think it's coming. Now, was I wrong about the green beans being a meal? I think that's okay.
I could see where you could have ham and beans, green beans. You know, a lot of people do that.
They do. Now, are we into the Pinot Grigio tonight?
No.
No Pinot Grigio?
Not tonight.
Holy mackerel, what happened?
Good. Well, we've been straightened up. I think a lot of it's old age. I think, you just can't do it every night. You know?
Did you have any last night?
No.
Oh, man, I'm getting worried.
I did drink one Smirnoff Ice tonight.
Okay.
Smirnoff Ice.
Well, you know, tonight's kind of a laid-back night. It's too warm for October. It should be a little cooler.
I don't know. It's been a lazy day, kind of. We had a good experience yesterday. We had our three granddaughters, great-granddaughters with us, they're 12, and one of them's 8 or 9. And we took them over to the Amish farm over near Piper Station. We like to go over there and buy cheese and pies. When we left our house, we went up Bradford Street that comes out in front of the Harding home. And we made a left turn. There was three or four men in suits standing out in the front yard of the Harding home. This is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I kind of caught my eye, and I looked on the porch, and the governor was standing up there on the porch.
I
told the kids, I said, that's the governor. And I slowed down and actually just stopped. And the kids rolled the windows down, and they were yelling, hi, governor. You know, he came out. Walked out to the car. car. He stopped about 10 feet short, but he was a big smile on his face, and the girls were all excited, you know, and he thanked us for stopping. But we sat there maybe 15, 20 seconds. Of course, traffic was behind us. We went on. But those kids were so thrilled. And they got right on their cell phones and called their mothers, called their mother, tell them they just got to talk to the governor.
Well, that is a great...
It was kind of neat.
Can you believe he didn't call ahead and tell me he was coming?
Well, yeah, it kind of surprised everybody, I guess. It came to... my friend today said he knew he was in town, or heard he was. But that was kind of neat. And then he did his program from there, you know, his daily briefing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He did that from the front porch, so...
Well, I'm glad that he made it into town and had a good time and was up on the porch and did his little report. I'm glad. It sounds like a great experience.
Well, that was kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in and listening as always.
I haven't ever heard. I just heard she gave a score from...
Oh, she did. Did you hear that? River Valley crushed old mommy.
Oh, I was going to tell you, there's a high school game on ESPN tonight from Valdosta, Georgia. It's a live game. And this is a big rivalry. I mean, it's kind of like Maslin and Camp McKinley. You know, it's a huge rivalry. There has got to be at least 10,000 people in this stadium, and that's about all it seats.
Ooh.
And there is no mask.
Oh, jeez.
The student section is just jam-packed, and hardly anybody had a mask on. You know, that kind of blew my mind.
I tell you, if the governor was there, that wouldn't be going on.
I couldn't understand that.
You know, did you hear I had some issue with my ankle?
I think I did hear you talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be trouble. We don't really know yet. I'm still on my feet, but it's iffy.
Well, of course, last time we talked about an illness with you, I was concerned. A couple, 3 weeks ago, we had the quiver.
The quiver. I think that passed.
Well, it must have. Well, I thought at that time you might pass, you know.
Well...
I'm worried about
it. I signed everything over. I thought, well, you know, somebody else can come sit here in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just come in. They come, they go.
I was told to get George Casota sitting there.
Well, George, I saw George not too long ago. The day I went into the mire with the toilet paper over my face, I ran into George Casota that day. Oh, God bless George. God love him.
He's a character. Well, okay.
Hey, good to hear from you. Have a great night.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our Pinot Grigio couple with no Pinot Grigio tonight. What's going on there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I could pass away. You know, it could happen.
Well, I mean, we're all bound to someday.
Would you be depressed?
Of course.
Would you... speak?
Would I speak?
Yeah, would you speak?
Like, at a funeral?
Memorial.
A memorial.
Yeah, memorial.
Can you imagine me speaking at a
Well,
memorial?
What would you get up and say? What would you say about me?
Well, that you were a kind soul.
Kind soul.
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm kind.
You are kind.
I don't know that I really am.
I think you are.
I think I'm complicated.
Well, you may be complicated also.
Complicated and kind.
Yes.
The K and the C.
Yes.
But you know, I like to be a little complicated.
Yeah.
I think my complication, though, comes from being private.
Very private?
Very private. Oh, you think I'm very private?
Yes.
Now, why? I think I'm open.
I don't.
Okay, well, there's a difference of opinion going on here. Well, why don't you explain that to me?
Well, I don't know. I mean... I would say probably most people would probably think that you're probably pretty private. Although, I mean, I've heard you open up this week about stuff, so...
What did I say? I'll have to dial that back.
Well, let's see, about the green beans, let's see, you've talked about the whole Mary Ellen thing. What else? Oh, your ankle.
I gotta have material for this show.
Right. So...
By the way, I got an announcement to make here. Okay. Luke Rogers, who was on this show, River Valley football player, broke the school record tonight for single touchdowns in a single game. Six touchdowns in the game tonight.
Oh, wow.
How Six? About that? Six in one game by the same guy.
That's pretty awesome.
Luke Rogers, who was on this show. Abby's son. How cool.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
I had him in here.
I heard some of that.
Everybody's been on this show.
Everybody?
Everybody. No, but I don't think that's... You can't really hide that stuff. It's like the mask thing. And you got to tell those stories. So what is it you think I'm private about?
I don't know. Maybe you're... Well, you're private about your personal life. Like, I don't know. Who you're with or what you're doing or...
Oh, because...
Which, I mean, is okay.
Well, I don't think people need to know.
Right. People don't need to know everything.
No, I like to keep people right there. Right over there.
Guessing.
Well, I just don't need that sort of thing because what I'm doing, I think, is only relevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever changed my Facebook status.
Never?
Never.
Like...
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
No, I don't...
No, go ahead.
Well... No, I was just wondering why, like... You have the same Facebook picture up there.
Yeah. Since the beginning.
But why?
I never change it. Does it look different?
Well, I mean, yes.
Oh, it does. I don't look like that anymore.
No, because we all change as we get older.
I've aged out.
Maybe a little bit.
Really?
Well, I mean... Hair's a little different. You know, I mean, you just, like, people, I don't look like I looked when I was that age.
What age do you think I was in that picture?
I mean, you look like you were in your 20s in that picture.
Well, let me see. I was.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I would have been... How old was I in that picture? Like 26?
Okay.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, okay. So...
It's been a rough year, apparently.
2020, it's been rough for a lot of people.
A rough year.
Very rough.
But I think it's great.
So, I guess I would rather have a picture that shows a more current picture.
Well, I think all pictures are different, though.
What do you mean?
Like, I could take... Like, I look at the pictures that I use for the WWGH Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Now, those are more current.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I look all that different.
Why don't you just take a picture that is a natural picture? Like, if you're out and about. Like, just a picture.
I don't really take pictures. I was telling you this earlier, that I'm not really a picture taker.
Well, maybe sometime somebody can take a picture of you and then you can put it on there.
Maybe I will. And we're going to turn now to our, this is very interesting, our sports director emeritus, Jeff Ruth. Jeff, how are you?
Hi, you wanted an update on the River Valley game?
Yes, give it to me.
It was 62-0 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Oh, my gosh.
It ended up 69-6.
69-6. What a game it was.
Yeah, right.
I bet that,
have fun with those games.
Yeah, boy. Now, let everybody know there's actually a game tomorrow.
Yes, Elgin and Fredericktown tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on 1490 WMRN. Now, should this be a closer game?
It better be.
So
you start running out of material when it's 69-0.
Now, I did hear just a minute ago, I got a message that Luke, who was on the show, Luke Rogers here, broke the River Valley school record tonight, 6 touchdowns in one game?
Could be. I didn't know what the school record was, but yeah, if he had 6, that probably was the school record.
Can you believe that? How about that? What, was there any particular reason they were so overwhelmed tonight?
Mommy is just a bad team.
they just should have stayed home tonight.
They should have. A lot of teams that are in the playoffs this weekend, there's going to be a lot of 60-0 kind of ball games. Because Mommy, I told you earlier, they hadn't scored a touchdown, and they hadn't scored a point in the last 4 games. Their last 4 games, they lost 73-0, 56-0. I think 53-0 and 49-0. So, yeah, just a bad team.
Well, at least they were consistent tonight.
They were. And they did score a long touchdown pass there late in the ball game. But River Valley, you know, was 63-0 or 62-0 at halftime. And then, of course, River Valley, played their, their JVs and freshman kids the second half. Yeah, they had left Luke in there the whole game. He might have had 10 touchdowns.
Now, where does River Valley go from here? Do we know?
Next Friday, they play up at Parma Heights.
Parma Heights?
Up near Cleveland.
Now, will that be a more difficult game?
Oh, yeah. They'll get a lot tougher as the weeks go on.
Well, interesting. Well, Jeff, hey, thanks for the update.
Hey, you're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jeff Ruth giving us the River Valley score here tonight. Apparently, it was a beat-up. Now, remember, there will be a football game tomorrow, 7 p.m., 1490 WMRN, Elgin. How about that? We're not done yet. Now, what were we talking about?
You.
Oh, being a private person. Yeah. So, why am I private again?
I don't know. Because you like to be. Which, I mean, it's not a bad thing.
I just don't think people need to know. I'm having a good life.
Yeah, you've had a much better life than I have.
I don't think that's true.
I do.
No, you don't know. I could have had bad stuff. I just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Listen, you have great parents. You have nice siblings.
Yep.
You have good kids.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes, I'm very thankful for that.
Right. Now, me, I don't know in that department. But I've had other stuff. I was telling you the other night, I think had I been heavily involved, had I like had kids, or if I had done other things, I don't think I could have done what I did. Matter of fact, I'm sure I couldn't have.
Right. I agree with that.
Because people would have been around my neck. See, I wanted to get it done early. That way I could, like, have the second half of my life to, like, paint shells and live on the beach or something.
You wanted to get what done early?
The stuff that I wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get, I wanted to go to New York. I wanted to interview the celebrities. I wanted to talk to the politicians. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to get all that done. And
that's
then
a good goal.
Yeah, and then when I get older now, I can just lay around. Because there'll be a day when I leave. You know, people think they carry you out feet first from these jobs. You know, you stay forever. I will not stay forever. There'll be a day where I'll say, poop, that's enough. People are waiting for that day.
I don't think so.
Because you want people to say, it's important for people to say, why are they leaving? Not, oh, are they still there? You don't want that to happen.
I don't think people would say that.
You don't think?
No.
I think one day what'll happen, though, is my ambition. See, because booking these guests, the type of show I do is different. it's news people and it's Hollywood people, and it booking is big, you know, and it sometimes that's much more difficult than doing the actual show.
Well, I'm sure it is, but you're persistent.
I am persistent, but I don't know if I'll always be that persistent.
I would not be persistent. I would not be good at that.
I don't know. I'm not persistent in any other aspect of my life. Like in my other aspect, I don't call people on the phone. I have a disease. I won't call people on the telephone. I don't text a whole lot. I don't comment on people's Facebook posts. I don't do any of that. So, I don't know. It's all for the career, I guess. That's the only thing I have any ambition about.
Well, that's good. At least you have that.
Like when relationships end, I say, adios. It wouldn't even occur to me to try to make it work.
No.
No. Everything has a beginning and everything has an end.
Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
And life is filled with curveballs.
A lot of curveballs.
But you got to know how to hit them. Because if you hit a curveball just right, you can knock it out of the park.
That's a good one.
I'm really going to write these down. One day, when I retire from this, I want to write a book.
You'd be good at that.
Well, I have an idea for a book. Because I think because I'm highly interested in psychology, sociology, and philosophy. So I'm interested in people. So I think a book about what makes people tick. Because I think I've learned what makes people tick.
Yeah, I can see you writing a good book like that.
And I've told you this. The three secrets of life. Now, do you remember them? Every morning, you should get up and ask yourself these three things. Do you remember what they are?
Purpose.
What's your purpose?
Love.
What do you have unconditional love for?
And?
It said you always forget this one.
Oh, dear. I can't remember.
Higher power.
Oh, yeah.
What's your higher power?
I should remember that
one. You should remember that one. But every morning, I think about that. That's the first thing I think about in the morning. And I run it through my brain really quick. And it, pretty much every day, it's the same thing. And you don't have to tell people what it is. But just every morning, you should get up and you say, okay, what is my purpose in life? What am I here to do? And then you say, what do I have unconditional love for? Doesn't have to be a person. Doesn't have to be a thing, doesn't have to be a job, but you got to have unconditional love for something. Even if it doesn't love you back, you've got to love it unconditionally, and then you've got to know that there's something higher than yourself. It doesn't have to be a religion, it doesn't have to be anything funny, just something bigger than you, that you don't steer everything. And once you're okay with those three things, then you're okay.
And I work on that every day.
Do you?
Every day.
Do you know your three? You know, tough to tell them, but do you know your three now?
Maybe. I'm still working.
I want everybody to do this from now on because it will help you. It wakes you up. You know, like the other day I was watching a show. And something dawned on me. The difference between a career and a calling. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Now, a career is something you do for money. That you do for a long period of time. And you might enjoy it. But that's a career. A calling is something you would do for free. Like, you notice how some people will do community theater for free on the side. Some people will volunteer doing something. It is a job for some people, but they will do it for free just to do it. That's a calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's always been my idea. The secret of life is very simple. Figure out what you love, figure out how to get paid for it, then you got it made. And that's it.
I got to figure that one out, though.
That's all you have to do. And you got to have people around you who support you. That's the first thing. You know, people in relationships, oddly enough, here's some relationship advice. If people look at looks, people look at money, people look at all this, the first thing you should really look at when you're looking at somebody as a partner in life is, do they support me? Do they care about my day? Do they want me to be a better person? That's going to be your best person, because looks fade, the honeymoon fades, money doesn't even hold up very long. Even you could have money, but it gets old after a while if you're miserable. But you need to have somebody who supports you all the time. You know, you could be in a cardboard box with the ugliest person in the world, and if they're supporting you to get out of that cardboard box and move into a bigger one, that's the key. That's the goal. For tomorrow to be better than today.
Always.
Always. Did you have fun tonight?
Yes.
Blew right by, didn't it?
It did.
We got all the high school sports scores in. We congratulate Luke Rogers on breaking the River Valley school record. A record was set tonight against Maumee. 6 touchdowns in one game. How great is that?
That's pretty awesome.
So congratulations to Luke, and I know his mom, Abby, is very proud tonight. Congratulations to her as well. And I'm sure you'll be back next week. I don't know what will happen this week. I had such a week this week. We didn't talk about the green beans. How did we miss that? The green beans are a meal. Right?
We'll see about that.
All right. The Mary Ellen candy story and the foot issue. So who knows what will happen in the next 7 days. Enjoy them. Enjoy the weekend. For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears. For all of us here at WWGH Radio, have a great night.
Stuff, cake and candy, and we've had lots of fun, but now it's time to go to bed and dream of all we've done. We'll dream of ghosts and goblins and of witches that we've seen, and we'll dream of trick-or-treating on this happy Halloween.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legend Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found...